Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Go to hell. All of you. Go to hell.
Go to hell.
Oh, Russo. Do you have that real quick, Producer Matt? I got to hear it.
Go to hell. Before... All of you. Go to hell.
It becomes one word. Got out.
Oh, man. He's going to make that frog come back in my throat. Anyway, baseball. So the owners and the Players Association, we talked yesterday, the guy from the New York Post, Ken Davidoff, and he seemed to think they were far apart. And they might be, but who knows? It could all come together quickly. Well, we know now that the union has embraced the proposal from the owners to only play a regional schedule. So they've agreed on something during this 2020 season that could or could not happen. We don't know. Mm-hmm. I still think it's going to happen around the 4th of July because both sides want to limit travel as much as possible. This being reported by the Boston Globe this morning. Proposal includes, are you ready, Chris? Teams, and we saw this before as a proposal. Now it's coming to light a little bit more. The proposal includes teams only playing opponents from their division and from the interleague counterparts. That is to say, AL East teams will only play other AL East and NL East teams in 2020. So that said, will it still be, and it's unclear, the teams will play in their home ballparks, but there won't be fans, we know that. Some teams will be forced to travel further than others. So does that mean that the Pittsburgh Pirates won't play that whole sort of, they necessarily won't play the Orioles, but they'll play the NL Central and the AL Central? That doesn't do a ton for me.
No, I always like playing the Indians because I think Pittsburgh and Cleveland should be one of those natural cross league rivalries rather than the Pirates and the Tigers. Here nor there, the way it's going to end up working out, look, I think we all understand that they're slowly negotiating their way towards an 80-ish game season, which if you play the four other teams in your division, the standard, let's throw a number out there, like 13 times. You play each team in your division 13 times and then play everybody in the other division six times, which is real easy to figure out, one series here, one series there. You very quickly get to 82 games. It's a pretty easy schedule to hammer out. It limits travel for most teams. You know, the Pirates wouldn't travel any farther west than Minnesota. There are still teams, when you talk about limiting travel, I think when they were talking about those sort of 10-team pods, for lack of a better way to put it, that made more sense as far as travel went. Because you're still going to have, the Marlins are still going to be going to Toronto and Boston, for example. The Astros and Rangers will still travel to Seattle. It's not going to change that kind of travel. The Rockies will. So, I mean, look, I understand limiting it. So it is what it is. And it'll stink to not see the Red Sox and Yankees here this year. But I imagine they'll kind of push that thing back into next year in another full season, hopefully.
Well, from a geographic sense, though, if the Pirates are going to play the Central teams, does it really limit travel to go to Minnesota, Cleveland, Kansas City, Detroit, and Chicago, as opposed to going to Toronto, Boston, Tampa, Baltimore, and New York? I don't know. I guess it's six and one, half dozen the other.
Yeah.
I'm just selfishly, I hate it because of the time change.
Yeah. There will be a lot of 8 o'clock games.
Yes.
A lot of 8 o'clock games, which we're not big fans of. Kansas City, Minnesota. Who else is Chicago?
Right.
Yeah, that'll be that. Those aren't fun. The 8 o'clock starts, but yeah, you know, we're splitting hairs at this point.
No, I know. So it looks like they'll be playing those teams, and they don't do it for me a lot. You know, the thing is though, I don't know if you'd run into that. Well, they're still strong teams. I mean, you're probably up against some very good teams. It's the length of schedule is going to be the most important part of all of this. I don't know how long the Pirates can stay in it, but the shorter the schedule, the better the chance.
I'll be curious, too, to see if it's an 80-game schedule. Does that reduce the length of road trips? You know, you think about it, you're usually good for one or two road trips a year that are like those three-city tours, and it's not even. You might get a four-city trip sometimes, and you include Colorado or Arizona and going out west. I don't know if they'll necessarily look to limit the length of road trips. And because A, your schedule's not going to be long enough, so you won't be going on the road as much. But then B, to also limit the amount of time out on the road at any single instance.
You know what I also thought about too is if they're going to bulldog into cities, and that is, and they never do this. They've only done this under circumstances where you had to get special dispensation from the commissioner's office if there is a natural disaster or something, or if there's a special kind of exhibition game like in Williamsport. If, in effect, they'll wake up in the morning and go somewhere and play that night. They always want team there overnight or the night before. Even if you play, you get on a plane right away if you're going city to city. That is to say, if they play in Pittsburgh, if they'll actually just drive home and sleep and then go to the airport at 8 in the morning and fly to Kansas City and then play that night. You know what I mean?
I know they want to limit the amount of time out in hotels and in other cities, but I can't imagine the players would be big fans of that. The only places it would maybe make sense would be a quick flight to like Cleveland or Detroit, maybe.
Right. Yeah. And we'll see how it all plays out. But at least, I guess, the overriding part of all this that overrides everything in this discussion is this: they've actually agreed on something, and so you could check one of the boxes, Chris. We're there. There we are. One thing, the players and the owners,
you know,
yes, let's go.
They've actually, I think when it comes down to it, because we know the number of games being negotiated is just really a money issue because they're going to agree on prorated salaries. The owners don't want to pay as much. The players want more, obviously. They've actually agreed on more things than they haven't agreed on. And the only thing that they're not agreeing on is the money. And again, it always, with baseball, ends up coming back to the money.
Go to hell, all of you. Go to hell.
Yes.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.